Ron Van Dam, a man, a microphone, and a complete lack of conversational filters. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you for being here. Well, former President Donald Trump has been indicted in the document case for espionage and other assorted horrible things on a federal level. This is not a civil case where you can just pay it off. This is serious stuff. And with all this going on, yesterday, I lost a sock in the dryer. I don't know where it went. Priorities, that's what I say. The only thing worse is if Donald Trump lost a sock in the dryer. Then that's it. Yeah, that's serious. Then, oh boy. All right. Okay, stop it. Yeah, it's, is it a sad day in history? No. He brought it on himself. No. It's an unfortunate day in history. Will there be ramifications? Yeah, anybody becomes president after this is going to be indicted on something or accused of doing something serious. So it's going to be not easy as far as democracy is concerned. But hey, Donald, you brought this on yourself, man. How can a guy go through like 10,000 civil cases being sued all over the place, walk away squeaky clean because you paid it off? Money isn't solving this one, babe. And everybody knows he did what he did. Everybody knows he's defiant, and everybody knows that. Everybody knows he hid these documents, and that the government gave him so many opportunities to get out of this, but he just became defiant because of his personality. I mean, it's not that it's obvious as much as it's just like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's what he does. So, Don, I guess you're going to be facing up to that one, and then you may be hit with this insurrection thing. There are two things about Donald Trump that bother me the most. One is his ability to talk people into the fact that he's a victim, when you actually made yourself a victim by the actions that you performed. The second is that insurrection stuff, man. That was like, to me, couldn't believe it. I was watching it on TV. I mean, it wasn't like I just heard about it. I saw what was going on, like, and then I saw the everything after, which things that I didn't even see on TV that now I could see. The one picture in my mind of Donald Trump sitting in the White House, looking at a big screen TV, watching the insurrection on television as if it were a sporting event and not doing anything about it, not stopping it, not calling in special forces to stop this, not saying to the American people on television as it was occurring, stop this is wrong, go home, don't do this. Nothing like he just sat there and watched it on TV as president of the United States and did absolutely nothing. His family tried to contact him to tell him to stop this somehow. This is out of control and out of hand. And he wouldn't even take their phone calls. Members of Congress were calling him, call and stop it. Speak to your people and tell them to stop this. Call in the forces and have them stop this. He did nothing but sit there. And that's a fact. And that I can never excuse him, because that was serious stuff going down. Was that presidential? No. True, he wasn't specifically going to be president. He knew it. I can't. I just can't. I mean, Don, you brought it on yourself so many ways. And all the things that you said in public, just to be defiant and look tough. I also remember in interviews him saying with his own mouth, I never apologize for anything. I'm never wrong, because that's a sign of weakness. Okay. And then there's the fact that if any one of us, he says that, you know, he's fighting this for us. The Justice Department is rotten and he's doing this for us. If any one of us did anything even close to espionage or defying the top secret return of documents and lying that the fact, I don't have them anymore. The government gave him so many opportunities to return these things, and this may not have happened. But he just, in his blood, he has to be defiant. If any one of us did something like this, I've said on the show so many times, if we got a subpoena to appear in court or a warrant to appear in court and we didn't show up, we'd be in jail. They didn't do anything to him. They didn't do anything to him. A year and a half later, they went into Mar-a-Lago to get the documents. They gave him every opportunity to avoid this. Then there's the other side of the coin, his supporters, who know that if Donald Trump shot somebody in New York or wherever, that he'd still be supported. He could even do that, and he could still get away with it. He said that himself, and it's true. And that's the scariest part of it. They interviewed this guy. He's a Trump supporter, and there are a number of people actually believe that the government actually, the FBI, when they went to Mar-a-Lago to get the documents, that they actually planted the documents there. That it was a conspiracy. The FBI planted the evidence there. And poor Donald didn't know what was going on. He said, planted the evidence? Donald admitted that he had the documents. I mean, I'm not going to call it stupidity. It's just cult following that cannot be shaken. And that's what cults do. You can't shake them. Anyway, that's what we're dealing with. Here's the other side of the coin. Politically, Donald, you may somehow, oddly, even if indicted and charged and prosecuted, you may still somehow win the Republican nomination as to be the Republican candidate for 2024. That could even happen. Slim chance, but it could even happen. But you can never, ever win a presidency in this country in a general election. So I don't see the point to this. I don't know why the Republican base gathers around him so much when it's just like, why are we doing this? He can't possibly win, not in a general election. He couldn't. Anyway, I don't want to get into it too much. What annoys me is the ability that he got away with this for so long, so many things, simply because he was president. He says that it's a witch hunt. No, Donald, you got preferential treatment through all of this up until this. They gave you every opportunity to straighten up your act, and you never did it. You went the opposite direction. You dug your feet into the ground, and then you started publicly saying things that you were being defiant. And then you started throwing crap on the justice system. Don. But I can't get that out of my head, him sitting in the White House watching on a big screen all the violence going on at the Capitol and just sitting there and doing nothing. That I cannot get over. Okay. I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. I know I sound a little nasally because when I get up in the morning, I have allergies. And it's all about me as far as that's concerned. But I know other people suffer from this as well. It's a horrible affliction, allergies. Do you know that when you sneeze, your entire system shuts down for a split second? I don't know if it's true. I think I made that up, but you can't arrest me for that. No, I do believe that is the case. You can Google it. Isn't it interesting that the truth is found in a Google machine? Or don't believe me? Google it and see for yourself. What are you talking about? What do you mean Google it? There's like 50,000 opinions on the same thing. What do you mean Google it? That answers questions? No. When I was growing up, there was this thing called the 8-ball. It sounds like a drink, right? It was a thing. It was the mysterious 8-ball, and it was it looked like a bowling ball with a big 8 on the top of it, and it was a toy you bought in the toy store. And if you had a question, you would shake the 8-ball, and inside there'd be little answers that would float around, you know, like a snow globe. And then one of the answers would pop up on the top, and that apparently was the actual answer to your problem. And people for a while actually believe this. Talk about how people just follow things blindly. But it was a magic 8-ball. And yeah, that's what they did, man. I have quite a few acquaintances. I was going to say friends by mistake. I have quite a few acquaintances who see psychic people. Yeah, they see psychics, and they're attached to these visitations. Hey, I'm seeing my psychic next Thursday. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, I have absolutely no grasp on myself whatsoever. Any decision I make, somebody else has to make it for me. Okay, good for you. That's impressive. The psychic told me that I was going to get a job, and I was going to... did the psychic hire you? No, they told me that I was going to get a job. They also told me that something good was going to happen, and they also told me that I'm going to marry a former priest, and they also told me that my dog is going to start preparing meals for me, and they also told me that my shoes are going to wear out in about 3 months to the point where the soul will come off. Hey, your soul came off a long time ago. They're nice people, but they believe in this stuff. Belief systems are very consequential, a little scary. Then we get into the religious aspect. Some people actually pray to Saint Anthony of the Imperials or whatever. in order to, they know which saints will fulfill which dreams they need to have, or which saints provide the relief of a problem that they're going through. Know your saints. Go to the right saint for the right problem. Do not go to Saint Joseph of Palamona if you're concerned about a medical condition. Saint Joseph has nothing to do with that. Saint Joseph of Palamona, I mean. There could be a Saint Joseph of Assisi who does handle that on the side. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying. And by the way, this is a supposed comedy show, although a lot of this is not funny. But I stand behind that wall. I must take a break. By the way, thank you so much for being here. You really didn't have to do this. You really didn't, and I appreciate it. I just want to let you know I appreciate this. You didn't have to do this. I don't know what you're listening to us on. It could be a radio station. It could be a one of those podcast platform things. I don't know. But again, I've been told by my social media manager that I'm supposed to ask people to like me and to follow me. So I'm asking you. I'm not begging because I don't give a shit, but they do. And that's apparently what I'm supposed to do. You see, I was not brought up in a social media kind of atmosphere. I don't know what's going on with that. Nor do I necessarily care. So, just as long as we understand each other, that would be nice. We'll be right back after these words.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town, and I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favorites like Coverall and Four Corners, we'll now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all Full Contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the Parish Hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the fuck did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy if you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Peter Stotz joins us now. He's an MD, an MBA, a chief medical officer at ElectroCore. And we're talking about the science behind stress. We all feel stress more so every day than the day before for some reason. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Ron, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Is stress an epidemic? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, stress is really, I think, reached pandemic proportions. It's the new COVID, I guess, in some ways. It's everywhere, and it affects so many things in our body and our function. It affects your mood, affects your sleep, it affects diseases such as heart disease and cancer. It's everywhere now.
Yeah, stress can bring on physical problems or make physical problems even worse than they actually are. It's an amazing thing. And I know the reasons for stress. Obviously, we went through a pandemic. We went through a presidential crazy time. We've been going through inflation. And I mean, but that's just the beginning of it. As you get older, you know, you got more stress as well. And I know people take medications for this. Is that the proper thing to do?
Well, look, it's important to get stress under control. Stress, as we just said, is incredibly important. We've recognized this for thousands of years. But we're not just a chemical organ. We're a psychological organ.
Yep.
We're an electrical organ. And we're a chemical organ. And there are other ways that I think, in many situations, are better than simply taking drugs or alcohol to try to alleviate stress. One of which is simple meditation. Another would be activating your vagus nerve. So we have other tools in our toolbox that we really need to access to try to help people with stress today.
Now, what do you mean by the vagus nerve?
So the vagus nerve is one part of what's called your autonomic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Just to step back, your body has two kinds of nervous systems: the somatic nervous system, which is what everybody thinks about, what helps us walk, activates your muscles, mm-hmm. what helps you feel, activates your skin. But there's another nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. That's broken down into two parts as well, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. I like to think of this nervous system as being the silent control of the body. It's controlling all of our unconscious functions in our body. And it's incredibly, incredibly important.
Hmm.
The sympathetic nervous system is that fight or flight. The parasympathetic is the calming, relaxing, and establish homeostasis again.
Mm.
We spend way too much time with that sympathetic nervous system and not enough time with the parasympathetic.
Huh. Meditation, does this transfer? Is that what happens?
Yeah, look, I mean, several thousands of years ago now, Tibetan monks and others have realized the importance of using strategies such as yoga and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
These are really important areas that we can use to activate our parasympathetic nervous system, to get control again over that homeostasis and relaxation and healing part of our body. But there are other strategies too, which is a biohack into the vagus nerve, which also can help us with that rest and relaxation and counteracting our constant state of stress.
Hmm. Is this a therapy a regimen that would take place?
Yeah, so 20 years or so, I started working on the vagus nerve, having been president of what's called the Neuromodulation Society, trying to understand the other nervous system. We developed a technique of stimulating the vagus nerve without surgery, without procedures, with a little handheld device, now available called Truvaga, that activates the vagus nerve in a little biohack, so to speak, that actually helps us 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night, will help us get into that rest and relaxation mode.
Really? So this is something that I can do at home by myself? I don't need to go to a particular location to have it done to me?
That's what's so cool about this right now.
Wow.
2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night with that little handheld device that you control.
Wow. Is this available to everybody at this point?
It is now. And that's another great advance. Truvaga.com. Truvaga.com.
Uh-huh.
People can get this and activate their vagus nerve themselves.
Where is the device actually administered? What part of the body?
So the vagus nerve is also called the wandering nerve. It goes throughout your body.
Uh-huh.
But the one area that all of the nerves run right through is in the neck, right next to your little artery in your neck called your carotid artery.
I really feel that, yeah.
There's a little device over that little artery, which is where the vagus nerve runs.
Mm-hmm.
And we can activate all of the fibers going up to the brain, giving us information,
yeah.
And the fibers going out from the brain, telling the body what to do.
Wow.
So it's quick 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night, right on the neck without having to do surgery.
Oh, boy. And this, if you don't feel the, you know, things stimulate the stress, the, you know, when all of a sudden your body starts getting little tingles and things, and you know, you're going through a anxiety deal. Does that relieve it at that point, or you don't administer it when you're going through an episode?
For most people, you can use it prophylactically,
uh-huh.
as well as at the time.
Mm.
People note that they're feeling a sense of relaxation after they use it.
Yeah.
So it's hard to sometimes figure out our own bodies. I really encourage people to figure out and listen to their bodies, because that's so important.
Okay.
In so many different ways. But if you can sense something coming on, that would be a good time to use it as well.
Now, let me ask you an important question, because a lot of people are on medication for anxiety, or... And also, yeah. A lot of people aren't on medication for anxiety, but have it. Are stress and anxiety the same thing, or does one trigger another? How does that work?
Well, stress and anxiety are definitely related, but they're not the same thing.
Uh-huh.
This device is not a medical device, but it's important to talk to your doctor about this type of approach, because it is an incredibly safe approach. That would be a supplement to normal, good medical care. Mm. And in some cases, people will not need to take drugs when they're using a device like this. But I'm not offering medical advice, you know, here. This is really for you to speak with your doctor about the electrical side of the body.
Would my doctor be familiar with this type of therapy, or is this that new?
You know, it's kind of new. I mean, vagus nerve stimulation has been around since 1997 with an implanted device.
Yep.
The great advance was that we figured out how to do this without surgery.
Very cool.
And a lot of doctors are still not aware that they can do this without, we can do stimulate the vagus nerve and control inflammation and control stress without surgery. So, you know, there's an education process for doctors, too.
All right.
I suggest them go to the same site and learn about it. There's a lot of information out there today.
Now tell me where that site is.
That site, is truvaga.com, truvaga.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, once we're educated, then we can bring that information to our doctor. I think you're talking to the chorus here. I don't know if that's the phrase or not, but I don't.
Sing it.
Yeah, it's okay. If I know 10 people, 9 of them are stressed, and the 10th,
right.
The 10th one just doesn't even know what the hell's going on. So that's the
problem. Everybody's heard.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard that they've got to get stress control with meditation or yoga or craniosacral therapy or some aspect of life. And that's all important.
Yeah.
This is, in fact, a biohack. And a friend of mine recently referred to this as a prosthesis of trying to get control over the inflammatory and the stress response. And I kind of like that. It's not a replacement for you trying to get a handle on it with psychological approaches.
Yeah.
But this allows us in much, much quicker and allows us to get control.
Okay. Well, there's the info. It's truvaga.com. That's truvaga.com. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today. This is something I didn't know, and that's always a good thing. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.